Bueno, what is up? Here we go. Niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores. Right now, the Trending Topics Network is going to bring to you LuChat. LuChat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. Now, I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is episode 56. I know what it is, I'm just joking around. And on this week's episode, we're going to cover episode 5 of season 3, titled The Prince and the Monster. We got some not so good lucha news for a couple luchadores. And we also had my interview with Mariachi Loco, or Sinestro de la Muerte, whatever, which one you want to choose. He's going to be on the show a little later on. But first and most importantly, how are you guys doing? Ah, man, you're doing a hell of a lot better than me, because damn, I have a tooth infection, and that shit is hurting. So I'm trying to bear with it. We're going to have the show supposed to be on Wednesday, or let's just say Thursday, and then I had a guest lined up for that day, and not knowing who this person was, I just asked him, hey, you seem like a pretty cool person, you're from Las Vegas, you like Las Vegas wrestling. Getting to that person's information, talking to him, this person is a lot higher on the totem pole than I even thought they were. So they wanted to do the interview, and then when I found out who they were, I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to start at that point. I want to get to that point. It's complicated. If you want to really know the behind the scenes, I'll let you know. But so we wanted to put that show out Thursday, but then I knew I had an interview with Mariachi Loco Saturday, so you know, here we are right now. So I'm just glad that you guys are here to, you know, want to chat. Let's just do this real quick. Let me let you know how to reach the show. Simple, easy, and getting to be the most popular way to reach the show is on the Twitter. It is FinFish, S-C-U. You can send me an email to my Gmail account, and it's easy as hell. That is FinFishSCU@gmail.com. And it's dying a little, but it's okay. And that is the chat line, which is 702-803-2428. And due to like time constraints and all that, that is the way we had did the interview with Mariachi Loco. So if it's a little wonky, the sound, I'll try to clear it up as best as I can, but there's only so much you can do. But I'm just glad I got the interview. We're going to start off with the Lucha news, and this is pretty much a rumor at this time, but we're going to go with it because it's talking about Lucha Underground Season 4, and from what the rumor is, the season taping should start at the end of this year and the beginning of next year. I want to go really badly, but I don't want to spoil anything for myself, so I'm going to hang out and see how that, you know, comes about. But in other news, some bad news for PJ Black. He was involved in a base jumping accident last week, where he, the result of that, where he broke both of his ankles. He has been taken off of any tours or anything like that. So we want to wish PJ Black a speedy recovery. And in some horrible news, we had Alberto El Patron getting in a car accident in San Antonio, where the other driver pulled a knife out on Alberto, stabbing him several times. And when Alberto finally got the knife away from the man ran off in his car and escaped. This is the reasoning behind why Alberto Del Rio missed the AAA Heroes and Mortal 10 show. And hopefully they catch this guy, and you know, hopefully Alberto El Patron is all right. And but what really sucked is AAA thought that Alberto El Patron had just no showed them, and they just put him on blast. I haven't seen a statement where they rebutted that or, you know, said they were sorry, but I imagine they do so. They're a really class act. You know, this is the second time that Berto just dished out on him, but at least this time is more of a, you know, a reason. The guy is getting stabbed and stuff. So all this is, you know, alleged to the police report that was filled out. So hopefully Berto's all right. And that's all for the Lucha news this week. Hopefully we get some Lucha stories next week. But with all that being said, oh man, you know what time it is. Hit my fighting music and let's recap this episode of Lucha Underground. Episode 5 of Season 3 titled The Prince and the Monster. We up in the show with Dario Cuarter, stolen by the Dario Dollar Doom. And he spins it, and what do we get? Oh no, it is Prince Puma. He says Prince Puma was the first ever Lucha Underground World Champion, but he's not the best because his brother is, and he'll show him on later tonight. And with our first Lucha of the night, it is Evilise taking on Mariposa, and this is the first time these two got to meet up in the singles capacity. This is a very good matchup. I like these two going against each other. Mariposa just works on the left side through this whole match, the left side of Evilise. While Evilise, I didn't think she had that many lucha style moves, because you rarely ever see her going against other women, but it's a great matchup because Mariposa is a lot taller than her, so she does have more of the power and the edge game, where Evilise does have the time and ability to use her smaller size and frame to do some of her quick lucha moves. Now let's just roll into the finish of this match, as we have Mariposa setting up the butterfly effect, which is the vertebra breaker to Evilise. Evilise is up in the air ready to go down, but she's fighting it, and that lower half of her is kind of heavy, as Mariposa can't get her up. She drops her down as Evilise has the opportunity now and hits the cold red and rolling senton powerbomb for the 1-2-3. Your winner of the first lucha of the night, Evilise. And that ain't the end of the match. Technically, yes, Marty the Moth and Mariposa just give Evilise an ass a kick in, and they hit that dual slam, or when Mariposa runs into Marty the Moth, Marty the Moth picks her up and they fly like a butterfly and then slam down on top of Evilise. Now we are in Dario Cuarter's office, as he's on the phone with someone telling him, don't worry about the lineage of Prince Puma, my brother is a god, he'll take care of him. As Johnny Mundo enters the room, Johnny Mundo goes, what? Prince Puma gets a title shot? That guy is on a losing streak. Dario Cuarter says, hey, it's fate, man. Johnny Mundo's like, is it fate that I look like this? I got these abs. No, it's hard work. Save that mumbo jumbo for someone else. Give me a title shot. At least give me a title shot against Sexy Star for her Gift of the Gods title. Dario Cuarter goes, she did lose that match last week, that Tombicles match. Huh. And Johnny Mundo agrees. He goes, but she got pinned by Jack Evans, so I guess Jack Evans deserves a title shot. So next week, it would be Jack Evans versus Sexy Star for the Gift of the Gods title. We have this little vignette of Follow the White Rabbit. Follow the White Rabbit. There's a little white rabbit on the screen with a lot of spooky stuff behind it. And I guess they'll be coming soon. And I'm like, what, the White Rabbit Clan? Oh, looking at the plot of this show, it says the White Rabbit tribe is introduced. So I guess they're going to be the White Rabbit tribe. I didn't know that was a Aztec thing, but hey, it's cool with me, bringing in a lot more people into Lucha Underground. And going into our second lucha of the night, it is Tejano taking on, in the Best of 5 series, none other than, they call him Cage, who is up 1 point on Tejano. Okay, let's break this match down, as in let's break each individual down and what we think the ultimate opportunity would be. Let's start with, they call him Cage. I like this guy. He's from the 559. He was at one time the FSW champion. I forgot to say this in the news, but we'll roll out to the end of the show to tell you something about FSW big time. But he hits this glass ceiling where he gets the title shot, but he doesn't get the title. So what I want to see from Cage, I know these are already taped, so but as in, he cannot get another opportunity at Matanza because he already had his. Anyone who already had a one-on-one match would not get another one-on-one match with Matanza. Cool. What we have for Cage is, since he can't get a title shot, he's going to destroy every and any luchador that gets in his way. So this would be good to have him finally, okay, no one could go against the guy, man named Cage, and no one could go against a Pentagon Jr. Pentagon Dark. We put these two together in the final match where the winner gets that opportunity again. So that'd be pretty cool. For Tejano, I like Tejano. Good look. Blue collar brawler. He has the bull rope. He's a AAA mega champion at this time. He needs something. Maybe a partner or a drinking buddy. Someone to come down just to root him on a little. You know, one of those sexy señoritas they have down in, you know, CMLL that walk to the ring with you. Something like that to boost him up. Even getting what we have, some other people, like as in the beautiful Brittany and Famous B, to come with this guy and have him and Dr. Wagner and Famous B be a trios team, you know. I don't know, something like that. But what do I believe the ultimate opportunity would be? It can't be a title shot. So, and they love giving out money. And let's just say now the stakes have went higher. I think maybe just $500,000. I mean, just keep it basic. Or maybe his own individual title. Maybe something like that. But there are too many titles. But I guess it's either money or a title, because they can't get a title shot. Or Cage can't get a title shot, but Tejano can. So there we go there. But let's just roll into the finish of this match, as we have Tejano being hoisted up on top of Cage's shoulders as he hits the Lucha Destroyer 1-2-3 and going up 2-0. And this best of five series is none other than they call him Cage. Now we are in the locker room, which now I convince is a unisex locker room, because Ivelisse is sitting there as her boo, her boyfriend, walks in, none other than Sami Callihan. I wasn't predicting that for him, but it's all good. And he goes, hey, he made it to the show for his girl's big match. And she says, the match already happened. He goes, I figured you would be in the main event. But are you hurt? What's going on? I got jumped after the match. And he's like, oh, let me go smash the face. She tells him, No, Jeremiah. I want Lucha. She shows with her hands, but she wants, I guess, relationships and fighting to be separate. And he makes some odd comment about Son of Havoc. Say, oh, yeah, that worked out for Son of Havoc. I hear the doors are open to the temple, so he wants to figure out if he can join in. Now it's time for our main lucha of the night. And it is for the Lucha Underground World title, as we have the first ever Lucha Underground World champion, Prince Puma, taking on the current defending Lucha Underground World champion, Matanza Cuarto. And this match is damn good. I like when Prince Puma has the odds against him. When he's on 2-on-1, he does some spectacular comeback attacks. But when he's fighting a bigger guy, they show the athleticism of Prince Puma off to perfection. Like when he took on Cage, or when he takes on Mil Muertes. But now with this Matanza, this is built for the main event. And rock and like it. These two dudes just go bam, bam, bam. Even going outside for a little slamming of the action onto the table. But Prince Puma has these comebacks that are so spectacular. These springboards and these hits. But now this, I got to roll into the finish because this is too damn good. As we have Prince Puma hitting like his version of a Trouble in Paradise, you know, slipping through, sliding around and hitting that spinning kick. Now, Matanzas just laid perfect for that 450 that Prince Puma does. And I don't know how many times they had to edit this shit. And if they didn't edit it, good job on them because I didn't expect this. He hits it perfectly, hits it just beautifully. And now he rolls up out of it. And I'm like, why is he so far back? Usually he rolls up and rolls out. And out of nowhere comes Mirror Mortis with that spear, that trident. Oh, I don't know what the hell they call it. But damn, that shit just had to fucking hurt. And the ref goes to call for the disqualification. Derek Court goes, no disqualification. The ref's like, what? And then Mirror Mortis puts up a beating on Prince Puma, slamming him around. At this whole time, Matanzas is like, moving, but he's not getting up. And now Mil Mortis finally gets up out of the ring. Jeez. we have Matanza throwing Prince Puma against the ropes. Yeah, throwing him up, catching him, I should say. And then hitting the Raft of the Gods. 1, 2, 3, your winner of the match. And still Lucha Underground World Champion Matanza Cuarto. Yet another spectacular match. Lucha Underground puts on a lot of great matches. And the stories within the matches, you gotta like those as well. So go ahead and get on there and start checking these matches out. You know, with Lucha Underground, that ain't the end of the show. As we now are in the fitness center inside of the temple, as we have Killshot working out, as Joy Ryan appears up to him. Killshot, hey, man, what do you want? He goes, hey, there's a letter for you. Who's it from? Joy Ryan's like, I don't know. Man, what do I look like, a detective? As he walks off, Killshot opens up the letter and it reads, you left me for dead. Uh-oh, something's creeping up on Killshot's past. But this is a perfect. There's some things that Lucha Underground does so fabulous. These two dudes weren't on the whole show. You get these guys, what, 20 seconds, 30 seconds? And it progresses each guy's storyline. Mostly Killshot, but it's funny because we have Joy Ryan say, would I look like a detective? Oh, he is a detective. Detective Joy Ryan. But that's it. And that's the end of the show. And just in case you got lost in any of that, we'll do the recap of the recap. As we have Ivelisse beating Mariposa, we have, they call him Cage, going up 2-0 over Tejano in the best of 5 series of 4, the ultimate opportunity. We have Matanza Cuarto retaining his Lucha Underground World title versus a Prince Puma. And there's not really much to go back through to break down the show, but Just here's some little news bits I forgot because I thought I was going to add it into this right here. Lucha Underground has signed, or he's been signed. I knew he was signed already, but I didn't want to give anything out just in case. But they have signed Kevin Cross. Kevin Cross is currently the undefeated FSW champion, the Future Stars of Wrestling champion. I don't want to get into details because I didn't hear it from him personally, but one of my good friends who talks to him all the time, gave me this lowdown. He knows I do the podcast, and he gave me this lowdown, and I said, I ain't going to say nothing. Which I haven't until this moment. But Lucha Underground offered him a big deal, so that's pretty cool. And a little update on Fight in the FS and then PPW, Paragon Pro Wrestling. Paragon Pro Wrestling is not doing a show this month. They're going to do a show on November 1st and 2nd. And that is because two of their guys, being the Paragon Pro Wrestling champion, Alex Chamberlain, had a tryout with the WWE. And their former United States champion, the U.S. champion, how they called a champion. Royce Isaac as well had a title or a, had a tryout with the WWE. And it's funny because they didn't have the guy drop the title as in Chamberlain to Mikey O'Shea. And when I was looking at the picture, because someone sent out a picture on GroupMe, and I'm like, I don't see Mikey O'Shea in that. And finally, they released everyone's name, and I didn't read Mikey O'Shea's name in it. So I don't think, maybe he didn't get a tryout here, or he got signed. So maybe that's the deal with him. But that's the update on that. And the other update with the Fight app, it was hard to pick a show to just to follow on a Fight app to give to you guys. And I actually found one I was going to watch. But then I had these two interviews. I was like, that's a lot on everyone's plate. So next week we'll do the Fight app thing where we watch a show on Fight app that is free wrestling show and give you what it's about, what's going on, and if should you or shouldn't you watch it. So, with that being said, the audio isn't that great with this interview with, Mariachi Loco. Due to the fact I was in a rush, I was in pain because of my tooth. You might hear it here and there. I'm sorry that you got to hear that stuff, but I do take a little bit longer pauses now so I can get it under control. But, I hope you guys would like it. I'm extremely nervous. I ain't have nothing prepared, which is the way I like to roll. I just like to just go out there and do it. So I hope you enjoy it.
So, Mariachi, how's it going?
Everything's going well, man. I'm actually on my way to a show here in L.A.
Oh, that is great. I see you do a lot of shows in the L.A. area, and I actually got to see you at the Las Vegas show. You guys planning on coming back to Las Vegas anytime soon?
I hope so, dude. I didn't do anything. I was just doing announcing there. I kind of messed up my knee a little bit. I couldn't wrestle. Luckily the promoter let me come and just have fun with the mic. But yeah, I hope I come back soon.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I think that was pretty good. I know a little bit of Al Espanol. I know how you get the beer into the bathroom and get the food. But it was nice to. That you did a little bit of, you know, the bilingual, the little, you know, you switching back and forth for some of the other people in the audience. So that's what really made, the minute I seen that, it made me, like, proud, you know, to be at this event. Because I knew it was a Lucha Libre event, but I didn't think it was going to be all in Spanish until you showed, you know, until you did that. So I'm grateful for that.
Oh, man, growing up over here in L.A. and having shows like that, I mean, I've worked both types of styles of Lucha Libre and American style. So I know sometimes there's crossover, so hey, why not everyone have fun?
Yeah, like I said, I like that aspect. It sucks, bummed out that you were hurt, but I'm glad that you know, at least got to get on the mic and root for the technicals all the way.
All the way.
So that's what is, sorry for the couple questions. First off, how did you get the name Mariachi Loco?
I actually, when I first started training, I was given a few gimmicks, a few names, and nothing was really hitting. I went as Spider-Man, I went as Utetaro, I went as a vampire, and nothing was sticking. I couldn't come up with a name. I never really had any plans of thinking of a new name. And after a few tries, they gave me one more. It's like, okay, we're going to give you this really charismatic character, but I'm not sure if you could carry it. Well, let's see what it is. And they presented me with something called El Mariachi Loco. The name comes from the song, actually. I don't know if you've heard the song. Sure. Heard it once in a while, and it goes, El Mariachi Loco quiere bailar, and basically it's the crazy mariachi just wants to dance. And at first I wasn't very excited about it. I was like, oh, great, another gimmick, another character that I might just lose. But, you know, after wearing it, after using it, after kind of listening and kind of doing what I think a crazy mariachi will do, I kind of got used to it. I kind of started liking it, and more my movesets kind of supplemented the style of the gimmick and the luchador. So it all started with someone just giving me something to say, hey, try it out, let's see if it works, and it's been going since then.
Oh yeah, you didn't. I was gonna ask you, in the lucha libre style, what is one of your favorite moves to perform?
My favorite move? Well, I like springboard a lot, so I tend to do a lot of springboard head scissors. So that's one of my favorite moves. Same thing with the springboard dropkick, springboard elbow. I also have this one springboard leg drop. So I'm always jumping off of south ropes. So I'm sure this is my favorite because it's the one that I do a lot more than others.
I did notice that watching a few of your matches. And that's the springboard into any move is probably my favorite move. It's so you can go into the springboard into the arm drag. That's why it's just so variant.
Yep.
With the springboard. I was saying, if you weren't doing springboards and jumping around, what would you be doing if you weren't wrestling?
If I weren't wrestling, I actually would be into music production and sound engineering. I actually have a certificate in sound engineering, which I haven't practiced in a long, long time, but I think that will be the next thing that I'll be working on, if anything.
Also, did that come about from the character of Mariachi Loco? You know, you got to do a little bit of music. Now you get into music, or was it just chip your luck?
I always love music, any style of music. I'm into hip hop, I'm into bachata, classic. I love all kinds of music. If you go in my car, I'll blast anywhere from Tupac to Vicente Fernandez, from Pedro Infante to Frank Sinatra. Any style is good for me.
Yeah, as long as you can dance to it, that's what I like about music. Yeah, all different types of dance. As long as you can move your feet to music, that's the kind of music I really enjoy.
Of course.
And I want to ask you about some of that Lucha Underground. How does it feel being a part of that group down there in Lucha Underground?
Oh man, it's amazing. From the first day I got into that temple, it's been a blast. I mean, everyone there is just fun to work with. Everyone's very kind, polite, anywhere from the ring crew to the office, to even the talent. Everyone is just amazing. Just the fact that I'm working with a bunch of guys that work internationally, guys that have been in business for so long, and people that have been in different companies were just like Chavo, just like Bumpito, just like Chris Joseph, the writer. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I got to attend one show down there, and it was something unreal. I like the atmosphere. I like just the way the building looks. I mean, it takes a lot of detail just in little stuff. But
yeah, they really go into the production. It's amazing what they can do for or with something like that, like a warehouse, to make it look amazing.
Yeah, I was outside, and then they have a little parking lot. And I was like, this is what's inside. It's supposed to be Lucha Underground. I don't know, but it was just like I said, just peer out. I couldn't take pictures, but I really wanted to. But so you play another character down in Lucha Underground. Can we talk about him?
Yeah, of course we can talk about that awesome character of him.
I don't look up any spoilers, and I asked you for an interview, and in that week your character didn't make it. I felt kind of bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't think just because his character had died that I want to talk to him. I just want to talk to him because I met you, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So your character had a Sinestro de la Muerte had died in the hands of Katrina. And was it worth it for that lick of death?
Oh man, you know when that lick of death happens, you ain't coming back. as much as a lot of fans enjoy that lick of death, man, we as wrestlers don't like that at all. But no, it was fun, and that scene was very, 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 very intense.
Yeah. As your teammates are part of the Trios teams, and you guys winning the Trios title.
Disciples of Death.
The Disciples of Death. And you guys win the Trios titles. Is that a big moment, one of your biggest moments there, or?
Oh man, that's probably one of the biggest moments, winning those titles, dude. I mean, just going in there and getting the opportunity to face someone like Eva Lee, Angelico, and Havoc, it's just amazing. The night we won, it was actually, the last night of La Lucha, was it the Ultima Lucha, the first one? That was, Ultima Lucha 2, Dos. It was just great seeing the four of us and Katrina just holding those belts up. And it was one of the biggest moments. And it was amazing. Greatest feeling ever.
Oh. Yeah, I seen it when you guys were in there. Just a spectacular job. I like the storylines. That's what really caught me into Lucha Underground. What is your, who is another person you would like to wrestle down in Lucha Underground?
There's a lot of guys in there. I faced Phoenix in the dark match before at Mariachi Loco, so that was amazing. Pentagon is another guy that I would really want to work. I would really want to work with Puma again. Hopefully the chance comes again, because it was a short match, but I wish I had been more. I would want to go with Mil Muertes. I would even want to have another, or a shot with Vampiro if he's still doing his thing. But then that roster is just full of people that I would want to work with. I mean, if I work with every single one in that roster, I'll be a happy man.
Yeah, man. I would too. I did like your match against, Prince Puma. I also recently watched your match against Sexy Star, and man, just the technical stuff that you guys can really do in the ring, even though, you know, I'm not saying she's a woman, but just the high flying that you both were doing, and it was a great match as well.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that was one of the first few matches that I had as my actual going the temple. It was great. It was great working with her. She's done this for a while, and she's just great. She's a great, great wrestler, and she's a great person too. So I feel bad I had to smash her head in the camp, but it's okay.
I get that. What else for Mariachi Loco? I see you doing the dancing. You wear the nice clothes. What else? Are you going to bring instruments, or what else is up with you? What's your character?
You know what? I take things one at a time. I have no idea. I try not to take too much weapons. I try to do a lot of the stuff in the ring, technical. So no instruments as of yet. I've had the chance to get introduced with an actual mariachi playing my song, so that's pretty awesome. And hopefully I do that in Las Vegas soon. So. Just keep watching. Just stay tuned.
Right on. So for all the fans of Mariachi Loco, where can we find you? Where do we look you up at?
You can find me anywhere. You can find me. I'm really active on Facebook. I'm really active on Instagram. Not so much on Twitter, but you can find me at LMariachi_Loco in Instagram. Obviously, look for me on Facebook, and on Twitter is MLLoco, the tag name. But if you just find me anywhere, just look me up. Even if you want to Google Mariachi Loco Luchador, you'll find me.
I just want to thank you, Mariachi Loco, for giving me this time to, interviewing and all.
Oh, thank you guys. This is awesome. I love talking to everyone. It's amazing, and it makes me feel good that you guys wanna have the time and chat and just talk normally like we're buddies.
Oh no! One of those questions was from Anna. She had interviewed you before.
Oh yeah, I remember Anna. Hello, Anna. How are you?
it sucks I couldn't get your autograph. I seen you over there doing an interview with a little girl, which was, like, amazing. That was so cool. And I just didn't want to interrupt. You know, I'm really respectful to the, you know, the wrestlers and everyone like that. And, you know, he signed in all the autographs for the little kids. That was, you know, another cool aspect. Hopefully next time, like, a lot more people do autographs. I would have liked to get the Dragon Azteca's autograph if he was, you know.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to. I know sometimes we tend to be in a hurry, but stop me. I don't ever say no to anyone. I don't mind getting stopped. But please, anytime I'm available or anytime I'm near you, stop me. I there's so much things going on. I kind of like just go with the flow. So just feel free.
Yeah, because like when I was at the show, I didn't have my opportunity to get over to you, and then just randomly you came sitting next to me, and you started calling the match. I was like, this has to be like something fake or something, man. This guy is just. He didn't come over this side the whole night, and he just sits right next to me to call the rest of this match. So I had to go for it. I had to, you know, ask you for an interview or, you know, ask you to tell you how I am and how I feel about this show and everything.
Thank you. No, again, never mind. I never, ever, ever mind doing anything for anyone. I'm always game for anything, as long as it's legal, you know?
Yeah. So, like I said, and I'm really grateful for this interview, man. Like, truly grateful. And when I post it up on Facebook, I'll tag you in it if that's okay. And on Twitter and everything else where I do it.
Awesome.
But I'll keep in touch, especially if you guys come back when you guys come back to Las Vegas. I think it's next month. I don't know if you'll be there,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm going to be there.
I may be there November. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but I'm sure I'll be there soon.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mariachi Loco, and let's talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good night.
If you couldn't tell, I was nervous during that interview. Oh, man. And plus, I was going through this tooth pain, and I'm glad it just went down. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for Mariachi Loco. But with that being said, I think it's time for us just to end this show. But first, like we said, we want to thank Mariachi Loco, or Sinestro de la Mortez. We want to thank the girl behind the scenes of Lou Chat, Anna New Orleans. Anna's always cool. She's always down to chat Lucha Libre. You can find them both on Twitter, but like Mariachi Loco said, you know, the way I found him was on Facebook, and he responded to me pretty quick. So if you ever want to chat with him, you know, he's a pretty cool dude, as you see. And Anna's on the Twitter, you know, find me, you'll find her. And I like this. I'm glad that all of you had wanted to chat. Thank you for listening into a show that chats all about Lucha Underground and the scene that's happening in Las Vegas with wrestling. And with that, adios.
Yeah, este es Seco 87. La patria no solo es el 15 de septiembre, sino todo el año. Sí. Este es el Mariachi Rap 2009. Jaja, sí. Bacteria, la producción. Viva México es el grito que nos convierte en guerreros, expresando la alegría con gritos que son rancheros, de ser un mexicano capaz de decir la neta. No olvido mis raíces porque soy de sangre azteca. No hablo con pistolas sino con puños en alto. Conservo mis raíces como todo un mexicano. Seré solo un mestizo que no olvida a sus ancestros, de darme a conocer a través de mis propios hechos. La tierra se purifica cada vez que hay fuego nuevo. Mexicano hasta la madre, yo lo llevo aquí en mis huevos. Y todo va sonando conforme suena el mariachi, siendo la voz del pueblo como el mismo Huitlacoani. Sí. Escribo esta rola solo para que te recuerden. Es el 5 de mayo, es el 16 de septiembre. Verás que abunda el sol que da la vida aquella flor de dar una lección acerca de todo el folclore. Lo dedico pa' mis paisas que no olvidan sus raíces. Si como tortillas, el signo de los maíces. Problemas tan crudos han sido sueños rotos. Luego dicen que los mexicanos aguantamos todo. Así somos, con traje, botas y sombrero. Viva México, es el grito para todos los guerreros. Vemos que la moral siempre sale de la nada. Es un árbol que da moras o sirve para la tiznada. Viva México es el grito que nos convierte en guerreros, expresando la alegría con gritos que son rancheros. De ser un mexicano capaz de decir la neta, no olvido mis raíces porque soy de sangre azteca. Para todos esos niños de la calle sin familia, pongo en alto a mi país a través de melodías, cambiando las masas que abundan en el planeta. Sus valores culturales como es la guelaguetza, aceptarnos como somos, tú solo permítela. Uniéndome a la causa yo también soy un indígena, por mi bisabuelo que se cruzó con europeos, montándome a caballo para darle al caripeo. Sí, sí, estar a las vivas en el ojo del huracán. Convertirme en casi dios cuando estuve en Teotihuacán. También lo hizo mi gente proletaria y campesina. Que llegue un libertador, sí que le llamen mesías. Tu casa es mi casa y habrá fiesta en tu casa. Somos gente valiente que nunca se da la espalda. Aunque vendan al país teniéndolo como subasta. Me lleno la barriga con los tacos de canasta. Tequila, cerveza, no hay que olvidar el pulque. Bebida pa' mi raza, esto no es para los duques. No nos vamos a rajar, tenemos los pantalones. Voy a dar el grito, viva México, cabrones. Sí. Viva México es el grito que nos convierte en guerreros, expresando la alegría con gritos que son rancheros. De ser un mexicano capaz de decir la neta, no olvido mis raíces porque soy de sangre azteca. Viva México es el grito que nos convierte en guerreros, expresando la alegría con gritos que son rancheros. De ser un mexicano capaz de decir la neta, no olvido mis raíces porque soy de sangre azteca. Sí, Século 87, a sangre fría, 2009, yeah.
Me cansaría de decirte siempre, pero siempre, siempre, que eres en mi vida ansiedad, angustia y desesperación.